clean up my act. Are we recording yet? Have we been recording this?
I'm good. I just turned it on. Right.
Okay, thank you. Okay, it's January 14th, 2020. It's 3 p.m., and we are having a budget discussion about the FY21 budget. And for the record, I'm Linda Merkin, Chair of the Board of Supervisors.
Sandra King, Director of External Operations and County Services.
Laura Colson, Board of Supervisors.
Martin, Auditor.
Lisa Haddon, Board of Supervisors.
Lisa Martin, Assistant Auditor.
And if it's okay with people, I would like to just update you briefly on a conversation that some of us had today about StoryCom and radios, because it is going to have some impact on the FY21 budget. So is that okay? I think you may know that there were 30 banked radios that the county is purchasing with its StoryCom bonded money that were going to be placed at emergency management. And then we also found out today the sheriff has 26 radios from reserves that have been purchased, but he's only got 6 reserves and doesn't anticipate getting a lot more because the training has gotten to be so much more of a thing. Anyway, the discussion was between the sheriff, Keith Morgan, Dina, and Glennie, and myself, and we came up with a tentative plan to make a final decision in October, but go in the direction of these about 56 radios. Say about 31 of those are probably surplus radios that we can't see holding on to and activating. So what it means is emergency management, Keith is going to recommend to the commission that we go down from 30 radios activated with maintenance and tower fees to 15, which should cut in half a line item there. I don't know how this quite impacts the sheriff's budget, something we should look at. What we plan to do with those surplus 30-ish radios, or the idea we had was to look at the, rather than try to get Raycom to take them back, maybe offer them at a discounted rate to smaller jurisdictions when we know maybe back in October when we're going to go on the permanent system, rather than fleet map them and do all that stuff, which I can't explain to you. We would just say these are surplus, these are additional ones, and we've always been talking about if we had extra StoryCom money left, we would try to help out smaller jurisdictions. This way we could do it with radios we already have on hand. The reason I bring it up now is just to let you know we're talking in that direction. It is Story County money. It's not StoryCom money that we're talking about, so I wanted to just let you know that. But it's kind of a plan we've had all along, but it might accelerate. But what it means for FY21 is lower tower fees in at least a couple budgets.
So what about the guarantee? Where are we at on the guaranteed radio?
1,200 were budgeted, and 1,277 have been ordered. They did not order radios for facility management yet, or Joby hasn't ordered them. The sheriff said he could just transfer 3 of his surplus to facility management. Ames is short one. He's going to sell one to Ames, and the money will come back to Story County.
So we got the guarantees in order to get the contract, or to get the
And we're only 77 over the guarantees.
Right.
And I think most of the orders are
on there. I was concerned we weren't going to make the guarantee, so I'm glad to hear that.
We've made the guarantee.
I do have a question, though, mm-hmm. related to your proposed option, at least one right now. Okay.
It's one we're just talking about, but
right.
I thought I'd let
it's
you know.
It's just giving it over to various jurisdictions. So they still, like most of the jurisdictions, give some minimum ordering to get on that 3-year mm-hmm. no answer buy. So that would be extra radios to them rather than replacing
nothing. Exactly. It would be, and we can't make the decision for a few months. You know, but we don't know how many radios we want to keep back for banked, but we know we want to keep some, but we know that having 50 in the county is way too many. And we just let them sit, if we don't activate them, let them sit on the shelf. A few years from now, we're going to have out-of-date technology on the shelf that nobody's used, we've paid lots of money for.
Just as clarification, how did we just overestimate on how many extras we
need? That number, I inherited that number.
Okay.
I don't know where that number, I don't know who was responsible for that number, but everybody says that's really too much.
Okay.
There was discussion, including notification of the previous board, that they were looking at banking 50, okay, just banking 50 and storage of those. That was
30.
You banked 30 down in emergency management.
Yeah.
I'll tell you it was 50 at one point.
Okay.
Okay, well, so I suspect that may be where it is. But the 30 of what you're saying, plus the 20-some of the Sarah, so maybe that was...
And he had those for all his reserves, but he only has six
reserves.
Along
with some of those conversations were, way back in the day, could we loan them out? Could we lease them out? Could we... So that some of the jurisdictions didn't have to buy.
Right.
So...
But we want to get them activated.
Well, your point's well taken. It's kind of foolish to have them sitting on the shelf and be
anywhere
done by or be over not never
never utilized.
Never utilized.
And then it's like, who bought these 5 years ago? They're worthless.
Right.
At $3,000 each.
So would they still have those monthly fees?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they would. Yeah. 911 is for the first 3 years paying 50% of that fee, but they would still have to do that.
The tower fee.
$33.93 a month, but half of that is being paid by 911 at least for 3 years. $108 a year for maintenance contract for the devices after the first year, and that does go up a certain percent. I think it's single digit percent. I don't have all of that, but they would still. I mean, look at it this way. It's like they have some skin in the game. You know, we could give them away. Sheriff thinks we should sell them for half. We're saying we don't have to decide right now. But the reason I bring it up, and it's probably going to discuss, that some more, but the reason I bring it up is it is going to lower some costs for 21.
I would probably throw out there that if you're having the discussions now of what to do with those extra ones, if they're looking at selling to other jurisdictions, potentially making them aware earlier rather than later.
Well, we're going to bring the plan to the Emergency Management Commission tomorrow night because Key's budget includes all 30 of these being activated and maintenance on all 30 of them. So we're going to bring the plan there and say this: we don't think we need them. And then that will beg the question of what's going to happen with the other ones. And
gotcha.
Then we're going to say, we're not ready to make a final commitment now, but, because we're still identifying it. But it looks like we could have some that we could make available at a lesser cost than you going to Raycom because they're already paid for.
I understand that this has been complicated, and I understand now you may be headed toward the end of the tower saga, right? Okay. Maybe. And where I'm headed with this is timing for...
It's over when it's over.
Everybody. I mean, let them know as soon as possible. I know the other jurisdictions are just really, they obviously were frustrated when the end of the year came and they had to sign those leases, so they went down in the number of radios, I think.
Well, that's what I told people to do, is that we just didn't know because we don't know what all our costs are going to be for the infrastructure. For Storycom, they're still working on that, and until we know that, we didn't have money to promise out. But this is getting closer, and it depends on the last tower, what it costs, and it depends on how some other things come through. But we just said today, say there's still possibility we might have extra Storycom money besides this. But we could time this with the time we go on the permanent system, which is, I think, a good way to look at it. So, because the Emergency Management Commission is all the mayors, as well as the sheriff, we'll let them know.
We seem to, each one of us, have a growth opportunity project.
You learn that. That's right. Okay. Thank you for giving me that time to let you know that.
I don't think there's an agenda for this meeting. I certainly didn't have anything to hand you. So.
Do you want to kind of lead us off?
I want to just clarify a few things, talk about a few things that I have made notes on that I have questions on, because that's what the budget work sessions do, is ask, we'll get more questions.
Alyssa so. Will be here probably 3:30 or so. She had an interview she couldn't get out of.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I told her that we would, you know, struggle through without her. One thing that I noticed and talked to Joby about, the ballistic window system is in the Justice Center budget for $15,000, and Joby's Justice Center budget for $15,000. It was also in the sheriff's budget for $15,000. The sheriff looks like he cut $13,000 of that already before it came to you, so that would leave $2,000 in there. The point of my conversation is this something, typically things like that go into the facility portion, and then you make the determination as a board whether that's going to go forward or not, and stuff like that. That would not be something that's individually in the sheriff's budget.
Did we talk with him about that fact?
Yeah, we did. I remember mentioning it. We think it's in Joby's, because Alyssa did say it's in Joby's budget, too. She knew that.
So yeah. But why you left the $2,000?
Right. So that's just a question I have, is why you left the $2,000, I guess. And just assume. Let's not assume things. We know what that means. Just go forward with our normal operating, which is the Justice Center budget is where that belongs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. So you're saying take out the remaining $2,000?
I'm saying that we should suggest we take out that remaining $2,000 and let him know it's in Joby's budget also.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we had the discussions with Barb about the IT, the duplication of the tablet and the computer.
And I did get an email from Barb. She talked to Gary today.
Okay, super.
Talked to Gary. And Gary agreed with her. It's in two budgets. And so Barb is going to put it in her budget for $1,100, which basically is an increase of $500 to her budget. And then that will also come out of the sheriff's budget.
How much was that? Does that include the podium?
No.
So the podium's still in the sheriff's budget. Yes, and if I recall, Barb thought even the cost of the podium was
excessive. She was thinking they don't really want a podium. They have a podium. I swear they have a podium.
Yeah, no, they do.
They have a podium. So I think she was thinking it was actually a rack.
Oh, that's right.
A storage rack for the computer to go in and, like, the technology stuff.
Right.
There is another issue when I went to the sheriff's budget that's right the same along the lines here, okay? And there are several entries for MP-70 unit. So I
did they ask what that was?
No, but I went online and looked.
Okay. Because I had asked, I'd asked myself the question.
So it appears, I didn't have time to call in the last hour, but I went and looked them up. And they are wireless routers used in cars or mobile. They're say mobile wireless routers, okay? And so the most expensive one I could find, and I Googled for law enforcement, and I Googled for patrol cars, and, you know, I tried to look for all options. And I came up with about $1,000 for it. So I looked further at all of the entries related to MP-70 on the sheriff's budget. And it's interesting because it shows different costs. Never, it says one unit, but then somewhere I swear they shoved in four or five of these units, okay? And whatever. So I went through everything and I did end up making some reductions in cost crediting. But from the standpoint of in the future, does that go through Barb's budget? Or is it considered more because it's not just for the patrol cars. There's one for the jail. And actually, there's a maintenance contract for the jail.
These would have been really good questions to ask him.
I understand that. Because, and I just pointed out today.
Yeah, and what I was going to say was, because I think this is a valid question for Barb also, and say, do you know about these? Are you aware of this?
Mm-hmm.
Did he talk to you about them? Are they compatible? Right. That type of thing.
So are you okay with me emailing that after this?
Okay. Oh, I'm totally fine with that.
Right.
Yes.
So I did keep them in the sheriff's budget for now and made adjustments downward and adjustments on the cost. I mean, it went from 4,800, what it, that appeared to be one, to about maybe 3,400 for the patrol. I mean, you know, so who knows, okay? Then I found way down at the budget, when we're talking about the programs that go, I found the sheriff had scratched maintenance for all of the MP70s, but there was still maintenance for the jail. So I couldn't even get it to figure out how we were buying new units but not paying for the software contracts with them. So I just want you to know that my numbers that I ended up coming with are very, very tentative, because this is probably worth about $15,000 to $20,000 in my numbers right here.
$4,800, $10,000.
Any cuts? So, yeah, I mean,
I looked at things within the budget, such as the $38,000 in miscellaneous training that's not identified. I just have a hard time with that. I can see where you might have a miscellaneous line item of maybe $500 or up to $1,000, potentially, because you don't know on some things. But $38,000 unidentified seems quite excessive.
And I also honed in on training, but I did it a different way. I took the three-year average of $124,000.
You're referring to training. I was looking at just the miscellaneous.
The miscellaneous part of training. But I was looking at training all told. Mm-hmm. And there's $92,000 more in FY21 than the three-year average.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was thinking that 30 is probably part of the 90, but I see a good 90 there. I see a good 66,815 in vehicle fuel and maintenance. I got 159 just out of those two categories.
Wow. Okay.
Just looking at three-year averages, mm-hmm. and saying there's no justification of why it's more than the three-year average or the highest year or something like that. So I'm at about 100, and then there was another 10,000 I really question in new equipment.
Mm-hmm.
It was StoryCom unanticipated. We don't need 10,000 of unanticipated StoryCom expense in there.
I had that too that I questioned.
So I'm at 170, and then you found another three.
I was at 204.
Wow, what? I'm at 126. I'm a higher.
Did you find the interest?
Well, I looked at, so like I said, the 38,000 in the miscellaneous training. I took out the education, or looked at the education, of about 29,000. I also found that 10,000 on there. Mm-hmm. I quite honestly, I wasn't quite sure on the, I think it was the utility vehicle for 24,000.
Mm-hmm.
One, because I asked on that, I thought I understood him to say it was a replacement for the other vehicle, and yet I found a light item that was for maintenance for the other vehicle.
And
so
the sheriff did say that. One of the two should come out. He did say that.
So I took that out.
He wants to replace the Kubota with this. That's what he's doing?
That's what he said.
With this new one. Right.
I got to look at it because I wrote down page numbers.
Because I asked, I didn't, you know, about how old that was, and it turned out to be older than we thought it was.
It was
10 years old. Wasn't that the Kubota?
Did you do anything with the drone and the inflatable boat and motor? And
I took out the inflatable boat and motor is what I did. And then I also, so my numbers were kind of, I kept going around, so it might be a little bit more than the 204,000. I also took down on page 158 where it said office supplies, mainly because we had a note that said relook at that. Your reestimated budget was 35,000, then they went to 38,750. So I wasn't sure if that was a realistic amount.
Especially
when
the year average is 24.
So that's why I took that down a couple thousand there.
I think for me, you know, all of these numbers are interesting numbers. They're roughly, I was at 6.6% is below, and Linda, you came in right at 190, about of the operating budget, 10%. And Lisa, you're a little bit above it of the 1.9 million operating. So I think if, like, if that we go back over the previous years and look at what the sheriff kind of has always had ability to do at the end of the year for unbudgeted purchases. So I think we know that there is some there's some extra in there to protect for emergencies, because they don't always know what training will be. They don't know what their requirements will be and stuff. So so mine, I made an actual spreadsheet. I just went by line item. Apparently I took too long. Okay, but I made it today. So, you know, just to take a look. And the routers were the one that threw me, but as far as total cost there, they're probably not as high. I left the boat in, which maybe was different than you guys.
I took the whole $10,000 out.
I guess I just listened to that discussion and thought, oh, that seems kind of reasonable that different waters have different needs. But we all, when it comes down to it, even though we went line by line to do our own estimates, it comes down to we're going to give them a number.
Right.
Can I just make that comment? I appreciate the discussion, and I know what you're all talking about, and I know what your items are. You're probably best off saying this is the number you need to cut and let him make that.
It's
nice though that we can say places where you were above the average,
right,
or where you had multiple of this or that.
I'm not saying you don't have good reasoning. I'm saying that
don't.
Best approach is usually.
Do we want to go 200,000?
What percentage is that for an increase or decrease?
Just over 10%. Well, I know it's a decrease, but
so
I'm just saying of
my
current budget, what would be the percentage increase?
He's asking for $144,920 more in operating this year than he did last year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, which is almost a 9.7% increase. So if you go with 200,000, it would actually be less than last year's operating.
Okay. All right. So I want to repeat those numbers to make sure I heard them right. I don't know what's going on. My left eye doesn't work. My right ear doesn't work. I have not had any idea today. Okay. So you said 140?
144,920.
Okay.
Is what the increase
in
operating requested is.
Okay. Thank you.
So we've gone over
over the increase. Yeah.
But I think I was looking more at their total.
Right.
Is what I was looking at.
No, I understand. Mm-hmm. I totally understand what you're saying.
So if we want to simply say we're holding you
to last year's operating.
Mm-hmm.
Then you ask him to bring in
$144,920. Or to cut $144,920.
Or we
could
just make it
$145,000. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And we've also already got an extra $25,000 in revenue. Remember?
Yeah.
The 250 care prisoners.
Right.
We took that up to 270.
Well, and you know, we can have that discussion if you want. When I'm talking operating his budget, I'm not talking about offsetting his revenue.
Right.
But yes, we do have an additional $25,000 here. You're right.
And he thinks there might be, he said 19 if he picks up shell dogs. Which brings up then the other side of the equation that we're going to address later is that of the request for deputies and all of that equipment. So it is 145, saying just stay at, you know, basically we want you where you were last year before we consider anything else related to new staff or support for the new staff.
Because, yeah, I think we've all, you know, looked at those numbers and know that that's going to be an add right off the bat. So.
Right.
So if you start at this point and then go forward, then you at least know where you're starting.
Yeah.
So, you and I both had a higher number than that. Are you comfortable with that cut of 145?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine to
last
to down, yes. I just, yeah, I think you can argue and make I mean, it's a reasonable figure.
It certainly is. I mean, you know, it's a little higher than what I did, but only by about 14,000. So it's you guys that, you know, identify.
And you got what, 124?
126.9. So 127. Sorry, 127. So,
if you average them all out, you're about right there.
Yeah. Okay. So 114.
Well, the averages.
All the averages, right?
Yeah, so either that or you split the difference, you look at about 17,000 between the two.
Right. So, you know, I think that's good for a starting point.
So,
I mean,
so that's the operating budget. Everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or do we want to talk about the deputy?
I think that I want to ask a question. Since I wasn't at the session, I'd like to just make sure I understand what you guys were understanding. I haven't listened to it, and that's my fault. But so, what's the status of that Shell Dog contract? And I mean, he says it may happen. I know it's been in the works for a couple years. I mean, I've been answering questions of Leanna and other people for a couple years, so I know that they've been talking about it.
He said he met recently with Boone and Polk.
I think he said that he was waiting for the 20B agreement.
Right.
We're working on that. I think that's some of the notations that I have in here.
So Boone and Polk don't want it.
They don't.
Apparently not.
No.
And nobody's got one. And Sheldon's just taking advantage of whoever will come, right? Is that my understanding?
Well, I think it's the sheriff patrolled Slater, and it's right there.
Right.
And the other two don't have municipalities right there.
And Sheldon's looking at a 2080 and can afford to pay them? Because that was the other thing.
That's a really good question.
He just said it was $19,000, which was the $62.90 or whatever he's charging this year, time number of residence.
Because that was one of the very first questions that I think I was asked when it was all started was, would you look at Sheldon's budget and tell me what they levy for or what they put in their budget for law enforcement in their city budget? And
that's not a separate levy.
No, it's not a separate levy, but it's a line item in everybody in all the city budgets.
You think?
And so I'm like, well, first of all, I have their budget, but we're not the controlling county,
right.
So I'm not able to help you a lot except. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
If they have an agreement with anybody,
well,
if they're really truly getting.
Do they have a city council and all that kind of? I mean,
they have an organized government.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Interesting.
Okay, well,
I don't think it was already. It wasn't in the revenue.
No, it's not.
It was just
separate.
It could increase by this amount of money.
That's what I thought. That's why I just wrote.
But I actually remember the day when McCallsburg. I mean, I was at one of the sheriff's meetings with law enforcement, with all the city mayors or whatever, and McCallsburg just basically walked out and said, "We can't afford this." And so then they were like, "What are we going to do about law enforcement? Blah blah blah. What are we going to do? We can't." Well, legally, they have to provide it. It's just, it gets a little sticky.
So I know McCallsburg, I was at the discussion in McCallsburg when they wondered if they could tip to put in new water meters. So that's a hard one. Yeah, so I mean, they are really struggling. But yeah, that's a good question, though.
I mean,
so should we count on it until we see some checks?
I don't want to count on it until we see how this is all going to work. But
so
there is a 2080 out there, I guess.
Right, that they're looking at. But if Slater does not provide the revenue, if Sheldon does not provide it, is that just increase our costs? Potentially increase our costs?
They'll respond to a really serious call, but they will not go in and patrol or do any of the other stuff. They will do the bare
minimum.
Bare minimum.
And
I mean, because I think in the code, it's in there that the sheriff shall, but I also think in the code, it's the city shall provide.
Sure.
So by saying we can't, because with McCallsburg, it wasn't a matter of we don't want to pay you. It's your contract request is more than we levy in taxes.
So
it was not a we don't want to do it, and we don't.
There's a feasibility on there.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
So is there anything else on the sheriff's one? We've shelled all out because there isn't a formal agreement yet. And if it comes up as revenue next year, we'll catch it the year after.
Right.
Or on re-estimate.
Right. The other thing, too, is that would have an increase potentially in reimbursements was the substance abuse transports.
Right. Yeah, because they're working on an agreement.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But you're right. We up revenue, it gives them the ability to, okay, never mind.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of offsetting expense requests with revenue, because revenue, because you can go down every line and there's revenues, and some are way ahead and some are way behind. And
so are there other budgets that you had some notes on that you would like us to consider?
I have a couple things I want to just verify and talk about. When Ted was here, when both Stacy and Ted were here, they talked about remodel in their offices. Ted put $2,000 in his budget, I think, just in case it was going to happen, or because he was thinking it was going to happen. I don't know that you talked to Joby about this when he was here for his budget. Again, that would be one of those things that it would fall under his administration building facilities budget normally. Just makes sense to do it that way, I think. I don't want to be that person, but I'm going to be. That's how we've always done such a thing like that, is just put it in the facilities budget.
So
now, let me complete my sentence, however.
Mm-hmm.
I had a brief conversation with Joby today, and the reason it's not in his budget is because none of this came up until after budgets were due, first of all. So he doesn't have it in his budget. He understands that, yes, it should be. He's also waiting very impatiently for anybody to get back to him on giving him amounts. So at this point in time, he has no idea how much these are going to cost. $2,000 is not even close to being enough for the treasurer's office. He knows that because it's all custom down there. And the people that originally did it are no longer in business. Okay? So, I don't know how to proceed. I did not see that Stace put it in her budget, in the reporter's budget. I don't think she put it in there. I think she just said, this could be coming. We've talked about this, blah, blah, blah. So I guess I don't know how you want me to handle this, except I don't want to leave anybody out there hanging and not knowing whether this can proceed. And I also don't want to put a total phantom number in there that isn't even close. And Joby doesn't want to be, oh, I didn't put it in my budget, so I'm the one that looks like, you know, oh my gosh, I failed. Because it came up after. He has not gotten a quote back. They did come and look in December, I think, somebody said. Did Stacy say that? One of them said that, I think.
My other question with this, and maybe it doesn't matter, so if I'm thinking out loud, okay, all right. But they both will put money back to us. So actually, that's the general fund, so it's fine within the facilities budget.
Right.
We're taking it out of facilities.
It's all the general
Never
fund
mind.
Money.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, talk to yourself, right?
So I would just email, basically what I was thinking I would do is email Ted and say, hey, we're going to take this $2,000 out of your budget because we're going to put it into Joby's, put an amount into Joby's that will hopefully cover it. Do you want to do that? Joby doesn't feel comfortable giving us the amount because he just doesn't have any idea.
Sure.
How soon could Ted get somebody in to give him an estimate?
It isn't about Ted. That's the deal.
It's not Joby.
It's Joby.
Okay, how soon could Joby get?
That's the problem. He's had somebody in. They're not giving him. He's not having a shot. So what I think, you know, I can just remove it from... Tell Ted I'm going to remove it from your budget. We are planning on taking care of this. And then we can go forward saying, okay, so either we're going to put a
placeholder
in somewhere, or we're going to say, Joby, plan on doing it, and we'll amend your budget for it later. There's nothing that's going to happen.
We don't have a better number. So why don't we just put that in there and tell Joby we will amend this budget later when we know, rather than us try to guess on it. Yeah. Is that okay with everybody?
Well, at $2,000, Joby's sure that's not right, correct? I mean, he knows that's not right. So I guess we should bring it up to the at least closer, $10,000? Is that, I mean, you know, as far as a placeholder that might be more realistic. I know we don't know what it was. Then they'll come back and say $54,000 and we'll go, what? Okay, but
that's Joby's concern. That's Joby's concern. Is he goes, I don't want an amount put in my budget that is so totally not even close. But we want to put something in there.
Let's just put $10,000 in there and I'll go with $10,000.
10 for treasurer, 10 for recorder, and
10 total. In facility management for treasurer remodeling. But did Stacy give an idea even of what it was?
Yes, but I don't have anything. Extension, that's right.
So
that sounds like a smaller job.
Yes. And I think that he's more willing to guess on that. But yeah, that's probably closer to what Ted would think.
So let's just put 2,000 in, and if he wants to change it a little bit, let him. 2,000 for recorder.
Okay. The only other thing, let me see if I had anything on that other one.
So I'll take care of notifying Ted that we're pulling it out of there.
Super.
And notifying Joby that we're putting it in.
And under the recorder?
There is nothing in the recorder budget.
No, there's some other things in the recorder's budget we moved, I think.
But we took out, yeah.
I had the passport fee she took down to $40,000 as she was talking to us from $42,500.
Mm-hmm.
The indexing system was $59,300. We took that down to zero because it moved to IT.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And records management equipment she took down from $24,200 to $14,200.
That's because that project, the vendor said what is they weren't interested in doing that scan project. They are still interested in doing the project for the board of records, however.
Okay.
But that was
my budget.
So that was all I had for recorder. Did anybody have anything else?
No. I didn't.
So we're done with treasurer and recorder. I didn't have anything for planning and development.
No, I didn't either.
Animal control.
No, don't have anything there either.
In fact, their budget was a whole increase, including increase in salaries of whatever 1%.
Here's what I had.
I added $500 to their budget for. No, that was me.
I had that under revenues, we changed local government payments from $2,000 to $2,500.
Right.
Revenue from donations to moved it to donations other, it was $35,000, same amount. Changed utilities from $25,140 to $24,540.
Yeah, she had $600 in there that was for unknown.
And added $10,000 for buildings and equipment.
So out of her special, Friends of Animals? I reestimated the current year to $70,000 for the building and the cages. It didn't sound to me like Joby didn't think it was all going to get finished, so I wanted to have a little bit in next year's just to take care of finishing it off, so I didn't have to amend on July 1st, which I'll have to amend July 30th. But. So I moved 10, so I put 60 in 10, so that she's still spending 70
of it. Yeah, that's what I had in mind.
I had facility management. We took out the radios purchased, so we go down to $1,222 just for the subscriber fees, and there's no maintenance fee for first year system under warranty. So he should be good with just the subscriber fee.
Right.
And he had two trucks in countywide, which we didn't really discuss.
Yeah. Right, and he'd asked me about that, and I said, yeah, typically if I'm there to drive the conversation, I would have said, okay, board, turn to page, and that's where the request is, because those items usually get budgeted in countywide.
So should we talk about those when we talk about countywide?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. The only
other thing I had was on IT, just because we haven't had the full discussions of Barb had in there, you know, computer and licensing for, it looks like, if conservation, if it is approved for new positions and phones. Same with the county attorney's office. She had in there a laptop, a computer, tablet, four monitors, and two phones. I think some of it was dependent on if there were additional staff approved, so that would potentially change that budget just based on that.
And I have a note to myself right now. I haven't done anything with that, but it's $3,600 total for all of those.
For that, yeah.
So I would hopefully be able to just go in and remove that if you don't do it, or leave it in there if you do.
Right. And that was just kind of my kind of tickler system to remind us that we need to go back to that.
The attorney, the only thing I had there was you're going to revise the ODCP grants for $150,000 each year rather than have it only 1 year.
But then it balanced that it was removed from expenses too. We're only spending $150,000.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm. Right.
I do want to, if we can stop on that one, the remodel out there. That 50% cost that the attorney was going to pay for has been one of those items that has been, when Steve Holmes was here, an ongoing, you know, discussion, and yes, I'll commit, and yes, I'll commit, and yes, I'll commit. And there were heads put together as to how much the attorney remodel was going to cost, and I think the heads that went together thought about $200,000. So at that point in time, it was in a board meeting, it was in CIP meetings, it was in numerous places that these conversations were had. Anyway, 50% is, that's why I put 50% in there, because I had been going along the understanding that 50% would come from the attorney's budget. The remodel itself, according to Joby, only about $40,000 is related to the court. The rest is for the attorney's office. So I guess what I'm just saying is, that's a discussion that's going to have to be had. I don't know that it can be had with the outgoing county attorney, because who knows, you know. We, however you want to put this, assigned $350,000 for Justice Center remodel. So out of that 630, you've assigned 350 of it. So I guess it's a conversation we're going to have to, you know, continue to think about and have. I haven't removed anything or changed anything in the budget at this point in time, because as long as the expense is in there, then we just have to figure out how we're transferring, where we're getting the money from, basically.
So when I just went and checked what you had provided to us with the additional fund balances, you know, there's only $294,000 in the fines account in the county attorney's office. So that's
right.
Certainly not the $315,000 that's needed.
At the end of, actually, I have my calculation shows that there will be $27,600 left after that 315 is out, because
of the
4 years assumed revenues and expenses.
So you're stating you still need to figure out at what percentage they need to contribute to the remodel.
Yeah, you're gonna have to figure. Yeah, I guess we're gonna have to figure out what. How that's going to get funded.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
When we have our next discussion on the capital improvements plan, or before that?
Well, I don't know that it's a capital improvement. It's a discussion it's a discussion that you're going to have with the new county attorney as to how much they're willing to put toward mm-hmm. of the county attorney fine collection dollars for this remodel. And you know, the other thing is, well, he's got design laid out. I mean, everything's there, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of putting it out for bid at this point in time.
So right now we've got the entire amount in the capital improvements plan without a split out. I mean, other than the
two.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
The two. The general. Well, and quite frankly, the general fund is the only other.
Right.
Only other option. So right. It's not wrong. It's just a matter
right.
of what.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Calculate, you know, what type of a
mm-hmm.
layout that is, or outlay that is.
So, you're right, to have it before a new attorney is here, but that's a very tight margin to begin with, and then whoever that person is, based upon appointment, may not be anywhere near ready to have that discussion due to lack of familiarity with what's happening, you know, depending, right? So, okay, so Lisa, are you thinking we budget it and we plan on us paying the whole just for all our numbers, et cetera, and then we worry about what we can move over or able to work out to move over from the fines collection later?
I would say we want to have an agreement before we commit to doing it and start it in motion.
Okay. I'm just asking, but yeah, I what she
I think we put it on hold until we have a new county attorney, and then we give him some, tell him we need to discuss that, or she, that we need to discuss it and give that new person the time to get up to speed on it.
Yeah, and if we leave it the way it is, nothing happens until you actually sign a contract
mm-hmm.
and go
right.
forward. So it's not as though it moves the funds. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's on hold for a month.
And
does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there might be some additions or changes that the new county.
That's my
wants.
Other
I
thing.
I mean, I have no idea.
Who, yeah, do we know what the new? Do we know how firm the plan is and how?
I think they incorporated what the changes and a few things that the judges do. But I mean, Joby met
the majority of the county.
Yeah, and Joby met with Jessica and kind of got the vision and the architect, and then they.
And
went
we've eliminated
from there,
the
so.
Elevator.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, so that's gotten to that point.
That was
that's
not
quite a bit of it.
So the $629,000, when the capital improvements, the first discussion at least on the CIP, and even in the workshop we had in mid-December, Joby was really trying to nail down those costs that they were sure were going to happen.
Right, the things that had to happen,
right.
basically.
So what we need to do is wait till we have a new county attorney, speak with that person, ask that person to first review the plans, make sure that's still what's wanted, maybe some, and I like to look back at them because I,
mm-hmm.
you know, I want to look at it in terms of their org chart and look at it a little closer, and then explain the history and explain the fact that this, you know, this was based on previous understanding. Let's look at what else you've got, you know, on your plate for the fines money.
No, I know that.
See how much is available.
Yeah,
I know. No, go ahead. Go
that's
ahead.
Bringing in about $35,000 a year right now.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So, I mean, and they're budgeting to spend 12-ish a year
mm-hmm.
right now on some of their stuff.
How much?
12. About 12 is what she's spending it on right now.
So I know Joby had mentioned when he was before us on this to look back at the, I thought he said the December 2018 meeting minutes
mm-hmm.
in relation. And the only thing I could find was in regards to relocating Judge Owens from the first floor to the second floor. I couldn't find anything else in
you
December
just
meeting
me.
Minutes.
Yeah,
it
might
was only going to cost.
There might be the
no, well, this has 18,000 votes.
Oh, yeah, that was even earlier.
Was
yeah.
that to move? Was that just
to move Steve
Owens?
Yeah, right. Now, I thought he
he was referencing that there was a more detailed one where with discussions of just kind of what she paid for the remodel, but I could not find. I'd have to relook again.
And the problem is that that pretty much was handled between Rick and Jessica a lot. They've started that. And then when I rolled over to board chair for those few months, I just left it with Rick. I mean, why intervene right. in that particular situation? Right. So by the time then Rick left, I thought that's when I think they thought it was all kind of nailed down. But and then then Linda had gotten a call from the judges saying, "Oh, remember us?"
And the big news at that time was we're saving millions of dollars by not enclosing and moving, and this is such a better option, and so forth and so on. And I do remember having a conversation in the parking lot with Joby in which he's like, you know, tearing down a wall and doing this and doing that, and it's not that big a deal. But as time progressed, it became more of a big deal because more and more stuff was wanted. I mean, you know, a lot of this cost is the plumbing, private bathrooms.
Well,
right? So
I think, I thought I had an email that said that there wasn't anything very conclusive in the December 18, but I can't find it. But regardless of what was said and what was decided way back then, things have changed quite a bit.
So
we just need to look at what makes sense now as opposed to what somebody thought made sense then.
And right now we have an estimate of $629,000, and it's in the CIP, and now it's just a matter of what's the going forward, how are we going to fund it?
So, yes.
One of those silly little just funding.
How are we going to fund it? So
I will commit to this. I will do this. It's okay with everybody. Once we have a new county attorney appointed, I will talk to that person. I will explain we've got this to do some work on, give that person some time to think about it, to look at that, and schedule some get-together to figure out how we're going to move forward. But we can't figure it out today.
Right.
So let's, if that's okay, we can leave it there.
So back to other, if anybody has, yes.
I had only one other thing that I can make. If you've got something.
No, it's just a CIP issue. I mean, you know, if we're looking at costs, and you said group or hearings or discussions we've had so far, do you want to wait and we'll do all the CIP after we talk to conservation? Okay, that's fine.
I think that's separate. It's on separate timetable.
Now I overly prepared.
Okay.
The only other thing, Lisa, did you have anything else?
I did not. Okay. I had mine that I pulled out, so.
The only other thing I had is we added $11,000 in IT for the county supervisors for the camera.
Possibly.
I'm not so looking at, we've done some other cutting, not a lot yet. We may be doing more. We don't know that this is the final cutting. I would like us to consider what, you know, depending on where we end up and what other reductions we're asking other departments to make, I would like us to consider that still on the table.
I'm okay with that. I brought it up because if we're going to put it in, it's been discussed for a while. I'm much more interested if we're going to increase from the Board of Supervisors, you know, needs or whatever. I'm much more interested in looking at, for me, transportation or for housing. For you guys, you may have another thing that maybe could use a little money. So if you want to take it back out and say we've killed it, and I mean, my heart is not totally, you know, going to break if we take it out. I brought it up because we were having the IT discussion and we've discussed it before. But as far as I know, we haven't gotten any not nice emails, and Leanne apparently hadn't gotten any phone calls. We do, though, I feel I would like IT and Sandra and Leanne to still have the discussion about what technology could we help with for our existing systems so that they're not necessarily having to paste in. You know, maybe it's a different program. Maybe it's a smaller camera. That camera is several years old. 3 years old. I think we bought it when it came.
You're okay with taking it out for now?
I'm okay with taking it out for now. The whole, or leaving it and just say like 1,000, we'll hope for a program, you know, rather than the 11,000. We know what our issues are, right? If they, we can find a much cheaper way to ride through for another year or so.
And in terms of determining what a conversation was about, what the points were that somebody was making and all of that, we do have the audios.
Oh, right. Right, yeah. Right.
And that's really, I think, the most important thing that we have. So,
yeah.
And was it 11,000 exactly? I can't remember.
That's what I was trying to look for on the...
I put as a note is plus 11,000.
Yeah. Okay. So you can take that out.
Okay. Is that the VMware maintenance?
No.
No. Okay.
It was totally not in the budget.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was
I am right in the 131, 11,000 Board of Supervisors audio support. So you can just take that out. So.
Okay.
Seems to have gone through all of our lists.
I have a couple things that you don't have budget work sessions with DHS or juvenile court.
Okay, I wondered that because I didn't see it on there, but I was looking through that today. So,
two reasons. The first reason being they're state agencies. We locally fund a couple things for them. When juvenile court got rid of the when all the YSS contracts and those went to asset, the only thing we have with them is protective living. And while they're both very nice people, I have a hard time getting them scheduled to come over, and they were always either late, didn't show up, forgot about it, whatever. So it was like, if the board has any questions, we'll get back to you. So if you wouldn't mind looking at those budgets, making sure that there are any questions that you want me to either answer for you or bring back or get answers for. Do you still get DHS quarterly reports or anything from Pauline?
She can't pull all the data. She didn't know what we wanted, and we tell her what we wanted to hear from her.
Right. So we never did get back to her, did we?
No, probably not.
She used to be on the schedule of her and juvenile used to be on the schedule of coming here quarterly or annually or something and reporting to the Board of Supervisors about what's going on.
Some of the asset agencies.
No, they're actual. I mean, we
go on the family service.
So the whole DHS situation is they have space in our building over in Ames at the Human Services Center. And because the county provides that service, we do get reimbursed. There's a federal, or there's an audit done every year. What do you call the Jeff Lorenz?
Cost allocation.
There's a cost allocation.
Yeah.
So all of their expenses, the county actually gets 33% back, but they also get the percent of the building. So if you look at their revenues, that's where the reimbursement comes from. Is the federal reimbursement, and it's based on the space and the cost of their having a department over there, and then their budget, basically the only thing, it's on page 98 if you care, the only thing that they asked us for is basic office supplies and ongoing copier and things like that. But yeah, we get $190,000 on a $65,000 budget, basically, for housing them over there. Now, I'll stop. So, are there any questions?
You don't want to talk about phones,
Lisa? I don't want to talk about phones.
Okay.
Are we chatting too much?
Is there anything you want to tell us about that?
What?
Anything you want to mention on juvenile court services?
The only thing I'm just going to say real quick on juvenile court services is there's hardly anything left in that budget, obviously. Everything got stripped, but moved correctly to YSS, or to
asset.
Okay. The Board of Supervisors, basically the only responsibility there is that you pay for protective living at a certain rate, that the state approved. And yeah, we get the claims, we pay them, they're on your claims list every 2 weeks. It's been a historic $100,000 line item budgeted because you're going to pay what you pay. It's not something that you get to say, oh, I don't want to pay that much, so I'm not going to. But it, as you look at the history on that, the last time it even went over 60 was 27 or 18. So
we are blessed to not have that many juveniles needing it.
Right.
So where we are then, if we have nothing on that, is we need to let the sheriff know that at this time we are asking him to reduce his operating by $145,000. We're not done yet, or that means, right? So this is what we're looking at right now.
This, yeah, and I mean, if you want to say this is what the board would like right now is give the, you know, come up with $145,000. We're obviously not done with all the budget work sessions or finalized numbers, but hopefully this is it.
But we'll let you know. He'll want to know about the. You want me to do that?
It's totally. I don't care who does that. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Linda, you do it.
I can do that. I would.
And it's most effective or easiest for everybody involved if he just sends that information to me and then I'll forward it to you.
Okay. I'll have him get back to you on which line items.
Mm-hmm.
What we're looking at right now is final decision February 5th, however. There were some other smaller things. Are you comfortable getting with the department here to explain?
Yeah, I've got a note to myself to get the rest of these taken care of.
Okay.
I guess
he did ask me if he should keep four of those StoryCom radios for his new position. And I just said, oh, not that many. But he will ask.
Well, we haven't had that discussion yet.
We have not had that discussion yet.
I think you just got the additional.
Did she just send some more stuff today?
Yeah, I think there was stuff this morning. I haven't had a
chance. Yeah, there were
more that I looked at, and then it looked like there was something else. So we've got some information there to be right to look at.
And I think that was part of our discussion, or what we brought our calendars to meet.
Mm-hmm.
Next week is because we still have conservation and the auditor's office that I believe had requests for staffing, and we wanted to have
community services.
Yeah, yeah. So we wanted to have a better kind of grasp on that before we.
So we're looking at the week, so the 17th, we're looking at the week of the 27th then to get together for one more meeting to go through budgets, the remainder of the budgets, see if there's anything else. And the positions.
Is there a reason why you're not looking at next week? That you're waiting until a whole another week? Because we got the week of the 20th. That's why I'm thinking too.
Because I just slipped way down there.
Okay. Maybe you were going on a cruise. We didn't know.
Sure, why not?
I mean, I just didn't know if they needed more.
Sure.
If you wanted more information time or whatever, but.
No. I don't think so. I think we'll probably have everything. What days look good to people?
Monday I'm wide open. And Wednesday after 9 o'clock it looks like I'm look at
Wednesday. I have both of those available.
And Friday ideal. I prefer a morning if we did a Friday. But I could do an afternoon too if that would be
easy. The State of the Community Friday. Isn't it?
Yeah, I don't have that on my calendar yet.
Okay.
What time is that at?
Is that the 24th?
Noon.
So just to let you know, Friday the 24th, I picked up from Sandra's calendar and Leanne, the Story County Economic Development Group. We haven't received notice of the meeting yet, but Leanne would have known. They said it in advance, and it's just that
so,
I don't ever.
And you have the EDC.
The
AEDC board meeting that morning, I'll stay at the community meeting. Let's stay away from Friday.
Okay. So now, going back to when
I could do
Friday?
We're talking, you know, the week of the 20th. Thursday the 23rd, does the morning work? I'm just going to go.
I have on my, Lisa has a CED on that. The
meeting in Roland, I have that on there, and then the facility in the workplace training.
Countywide training.
So
the countywide training.
Wednesday morning, the 22nd.
God, I'm sorry. I can try and push back my 9 o'clock.
Let's do Monday the 20th.
Okay.
I was just going through if others things worked and they didn't seem to. Let's do Monday the 20th at is 9 a.m. work?
9 is the
Okay. So that's our second board discussion on budget. Lisa?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay.
Lisa Markley.
Oh, sorry, it'll work. I don't know what you want from me at that point, but it'll work.
Monday, January 20th, 9 a.m. What we want from you? Well,
to listen to your discussion.
Right. Jump in when we've headed in the wrong direction.
Or the right one.
Okay.
Yes.
Next year.
Great. Okay.
I can make that.
So we're good on the 20th then. So.
Yeah. So are we good with scheduling that meeting, seeing where we're at, seeing what else you need, seeing what where you're leaning for some things, and then I can start working on numbers, and so that the next time we meet.
On February 5th.
Before February. We'll have to meet again probably before February 5th. To kind of iron anything out that we might need to.
Should we set that date?
Well, I don't. A couple things we need to keep in mind. We haven't met with the last departments yet. We don't know if there's going to be a callback, so we don't know what kind of schedule we're going to have for that. I'm hoping we're good and we're not going to have callbacks. We've done really, really well.
Mm-hmm. So maybe after tomorrow's meetings, maybe at the end of tomorrow, we can determine if we need to sit.
Yeah, tomorrow's probably going to be the kicker on that.
Yeah.
So, we'll decide whether we need to set. Now, like I said, we do know that we have the week of the 27th
maybe
yet.
Maybe tomorrow, but Friday. Friday. So we've got
2 weeks.
But it's also the auditor. So,
okay. I've got it on.
Okay.
We've
got a plan. We'll have one more January 20th, 9 a.m.
And you're going to contact the sheriff and have him get those numbers to me, and I'm going to talk to Joby and the small or recorder and treasurer and just tell them what the status is on that.
I'll send an email questioning to Gary Backus, and is that who you want me to talk to about the mobile 70s, the MP70s? Okay, I'll send it to maybe Gary and Connie, and then between the two of them, they can figure it out. Okay.
Yeah, if you have questions on that individual thing,
just
I know.
Where do these go in the great scheme of things?
Yeah, right.
That was before you got here, Alyssa.
Sorry.
There are a bunch of wireless routers.
Wireless routers, and we're not sure if IT is even... I don't know what the status would need to be. We don't know what they are well enough to know whether IT...
should order them or whether they should stay with the sheriff's department. Or with Leanne.
I think they go in their cars.
Most of them go in their cars, but then there's one for the jail and there's one for their admin. And so I'll just send an email.
Yeah, we're just seeking clarification. And I think just ask a little bit more detail. You're just missing.
Yeah. I will.
You do know that if I follow up,
maybe it's a larger
right?
Yeah.
It's just a larger capacity that costs more.
Yeah, there's just some.